This is That Story Show, where your hilarious real-life stories get the audience they deserve.
Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price. This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax Live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beatyourprice. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beatyourprice.
Podcast people, I'm your host. My name is James Kennison.
And I am John Steinclaver. And this week on That Story Show, Valerie has something cold go down her shirt.
Ooh.
Nathan almost dies rearranging his room. Maureen's husband tries to eat fresh. Zeke tries to use a broken bathroom. It all goes wrong for Ashley at her first sit-down restaurant experience. And Dan's dog do dumb deeds with doggy door. Thank you for that alliteration.
It's all right.
Dogs do dumb deeds with a doggy door.
Welcome to the show, everybody. We always like to start with an opening story. This one's called Brush Battle from Valerie in Tuscany, Italy.
Ooh. We have an Italian listener?
I guess so.
Wow. Makes me want to do my fake Italian accent, but then I'm going to offend our Italian listener. And then,
oh, go ahead and offend him.
Hey.
That's not even American.
I can't do it. I'm too woke now.
Oh my god!
Sorry, I can't say that.
With two small children at home who only want their mother for everything, for getting them a glass of water to wiping their bums, I'm not able to get away and do as much work as I should. Finally, the night before several new young hens would be arriving, I went out with a headlamp to cut down canes and brush from the overgrown holding pen next to the coop.
Oh.
Dang, there's so much going on there. She's got a headlight. It's dark. She doesn't have time to do this during the day. The kids are obviously down. She finally has some alone time. And how does she spend it? Not with bonbons and her feet up in a bathtub, but out there in the chicken coop clearing away crap for the new baby birds.
Baby birds.
Focusing
baby chicks
on getting as much done as possible before inevitably I get called back to the house, I made a mental note of the tunnels under my feet from rats I'd been battling for months and the giant garden spiders hanging just a few feet over my head in the dark.
No. That's a Valerie. Do this job in the daytime,
yeah,
please.
Daytime job. Daytime job, unless you're running a charity for freaking rats and spiders, and I don't think there is such a thing. Not even vegans really get involved with rodents. Have you noticed, you know, PETA never puts them on the list of the line between pets and food, you know? Yeah. Nobody cares about rats. So I crouched down and jigsawed through many canes, grabbing the bunch with both hands, and I began pulling them from the thicket toward the burn pile. Man, she's country.
Hardcore.
Are you sure she's from Tuscany and not Alabama? I don't know.
I mean, dang. I don't know. I've never met anybody from
Yeah, I don't
Tuscany.
Know what they do. I guess they have land. Anyway, just
the
then
grapes
something.
Grapes and stuff. You know, it's a wine country. Yeah, we do eat. Yeah.
Just then something large, hard, and cold fell down the back of my shirt. I dropped the canes and began flailing like one of those blow-up guys in front of an auto dealership. Do they have those in Italy?
Apparently.
Too small to be a rat. It wasn't beetle season. Were spiders cold? Lord, please don't let it get stuck in my bra. I finally managed to free the creepy thing from my clothes, and down by my feet it rolled. A wild grape. You called it, John. You didn't even know.
Yes. Because in my imagination, everybody in Italy grows grapes. Because that's where the vino comes from.
Hey, a vino.
And they all eat pasta.
Oh.
Is that right?
That's right.
Am I close?
Yeah.
And if I've offended every single Italian, I do apologize. Your food is the best.
We love you, Italians, but I don't believe she's from Italy. I mean, that sounded too much America for me. Rats and spiders.
Because it didn't have an Italian accent in there?
Canes And I mean, the grape kind of lends some legitimacy to it. But I want to believe we have people from Italy listening, but I don't know. I don't know. Do they have the blow up guys in front of auto dealerships in daggum Tuscany, Italy? I don't know.
I'm going to have to Google map it.
They just seem cultured for that, you know? Like maybe one hand waving, you know? Like.
You say too cultured. You mean they've got too much class.
Yes.
Is that what you're saying? Yes.
Yeah. Like I'm saying, their blow up machine man might just blow one hand, you know, like waving at people or saluting. Hey. Salute.
It goes like this.
Yeah. Hey. What's the matter with you? I don't know.
What's the matter with you?
Gosh.
Nice.
All right. I got a question for you real quick. Yeah. I've been thinking about this all week. If your pet could talk. Right. First, you have to pick one. I'm gonna pick Leia.
Okay.
And you
is that to, the one you hate?
Yeah, it's the one I hate.
Okay.
Because what would be its strongest opinion if it could talk?
Okay. I think I could answer that.
I think I can too. You go first.
It's gonna have to do with food because my cat. I'm gonna pick the indoor cat because I got two. We got one that lives outside, one that lives inside.
Okay.
Actually, they both have the same opinion.
What?
When is dinner? When is breakfast? That's all they think about.
They're like little hobbitses.
Little hobbitses, yeah.
They want second breakfast.
And elevensies.
I think my dog would say, stop showering.
Stop showering?
I gave this some thought, yeah. We like the way you smell. We like the way butts smell. And we can't smell yours because you keep taking showers.
It's always so clean. We don't know who you are.
I think that's literally the opinion that they would have. That would be one of many, but that would be the primary one.
You shower too much. We don't know who you are. That's
please,
a good.
Please go back to depression where you didn't shower every day. Oh, anyway.
We felt so close to you back then.
Even though. Let me smell you across the room. This following review is brought to you by podgagement.com. Better than therapy, 5 stars. James and John, you have an amazing talent of helping people feel joy. Wow.
Wow. That's awesome.
Maybe
we should run for presidency.
Both of us together. We've tried this. We've talked about this before. We wanted to give everybody a 4x4.
Four by four.
A lumber.
That's right.
Lumber 4x4. I love that the podcast is clean, but not too squeaky clean. I love James's little devilish remarks and songs and John's voices and jokes.
Oh,
that's
thanks.
Good because that's pretty much all we've got to offer.
That's
she summarized.
I'm not even good at those.
I mean,
either.
That's the bio on the website under about. It's just James, songs, John, voices, and jokes. That's it. You guys are the perfect yin and yang, creating a perfect and humorous pizzazz in the podcast. Starting to sound like AI. You guys really make an impact on people's lives, or at least mine. Lols. P.S. I've laughed so hard that I've wet myself. And I forgot to write the stupid name down of who it was. So thank you for the review.
Thanks.
No credit given to you, but... Please leave us a review on iTunes or Spotify. It makes us really happy, as you can tell, and it makes us, it really helps the show. So,
yeah, thanks.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, I kind of feel responsible that we caused somebody to wet themselves.
Yeah.
I mean,
maybe we need to make a new warning for the show.
Yeah. Well, I mean, what do you, I don't know.
I don't know.
We owe them a pair of underwear or a Yeti cup?
You squeeze the underwear out in the Yeti cup. I didn't think that all the way through. Just we had a problem with wet pants and, I had to get them dry. You know, somebody wrote in and they said, James, if you don't wash your hands at home after you use the bathroom, then all your doorknobs belong to the toilet. According to our rules, right? But I said, I don't know how, but hands are different somehow. Like if that little boy had peed in his mom's hands instead of that Yeti cup.
Yeah.
Somehow or another, she could have flung that junk outside and washed your hands, and it would be fine because your skin is always refreshing. Right?
That's right. That layers that you're always shedding off those skin cells.
Yeah,
right?
So, hands are different. Yeah. Not that you should ever pee in your mom's hands. That's gross. Listen to last week's episode for context, because I could realize that out of the blue, that would be something that I would turn the podcast off for.
I do listen to episode 480.
Yeah, I wouldn't listen to this show if I were you. We do have a news nugget, though. Let's do it. Well, dadgummit. Why is it not playing? It's this computer. I'm telling you, it is on its last legs. I can't even launch the software. I'll just put it in later. I hate doing
that. Put it in post, yeah.
That's stupid. It's so stupid. All right. A curious four-year-old accidentally breaks a 3,500-year-old jar at a museum.
Oh,
curious
no.
is in quotes, by the way. Curious. Another curious. Word for bratty, stupid.
Gotcha. Little
watched.
Turd.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can we say turd on the show?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Especially in reference to a four-year-old who broke a 3,500-year-old jar. This thing is about the size of a four-year-old. A curious child accidentally, quote-unquote, broke a centuries-old jar while visiting the Haik Museum at the University of Haifa in Israel. So this could be a Jesus jar.
Well, it's older than Jesus. Yeah. Well, technically. I mean, you know, Jesus, yeah. You know what I'm saying.
Yeah. Museum officials said Wednesday the jar is at least 3,500 years old. The museum told CBS News in a statement and dates back to the Middle Bronze Age. The four-year-old boy pulled the jar slightly, his father told CBS reporter partner. Yeah.
Just slightly. It's not his fault.
He was curious. I bet that's where that word came from, too, his dad, who was supposed to be watching him.
Yep.
The boy was curious about what was inside. That's in quotes too, Alex said. Yeah, there I called it. And the movement caused the jar to fall, smashing into several large pieces.
Ooh.
How do ouch. You what do you do there? You break, you buy, you know? Is that sorry, we
you break it, you bought it.
We have to delete your child now. Oh, there it goes!
Let me tell y'all a story.
You guys don't know.
Let me tell y'all a story.
You guys don't know how long I've been trying to get sounds to play.
And it just comes up randomly.
And I was just going to edit it out that we were having problems, but I'm leaving that crap in because dadgummit.
Live the hard drive.
That's right. Oh, I think we never podcast. My computer. I've been telling you guys, the computer is going whack, and I was trying to play News Nugget intro. Let me see if it works. No, it still doesn't work.
It's going to start playing in about 10 minutes.
Yeah.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
But it played the featured, it wouldn't even launch the software for it. And then featured story. Oh, there it goes. There it goes.
Let's do the news.
So that's why you guys bought us a new computer. By the way, Thank you. Why haven't you built it, James? I bought all the parts and tomorrow is building day. Okay.
That's right.
I have a very busy week. So
it's a hardworking man.
Anyway, I would, if my kid broke something like that, I would be honest. I would not stick around for the news to show up.
I would probably take the first flight to the moon.
I'd take the fifth is what I would do. I would.
That's a perfect opportunity to turn into a bat and fly.
It's a perfect opportunity to go into an Israeli bathroom and beat your child soundly on the bottom. And possibly use a shard of that ancient pottery to do it. Let the punishment fit the crime. 3,500 licks.
I'm just curious, like something that old shouldn't be
just out,
right?
But we're from America. The oldest crap we have is 250 years old, you know? And they have thousands of years. So it's all relative.
It's all over the place.
To them, that's like, just average old.
Maybe they didn't really care. It's like, oh, that's just a 3,500-year-old. We got a 6,000-year-old one over.
Have you ever been
there.
To one of these, though? They have them corded off with alarms if you go past them. This kid was not being watched. This man should be held accountable. He was curious, says the man.
He was just curious about what was inside.
He was curious. He pulled the jar slightly. No, he tipped it over so he could see what was in it. He grabbed it with both hands and yanked. He's four. He did not tip it slightly.
Yeah, he just tipped it slightly.
It would not have broken if you had been watching him. That's all I'm saying.
Alex sounds like a very American name, too.
Yeah. That's true. He went over there and destroyed somebody's history. That's par for the course for us Americans. Yeah. Let's just go and wreck it. We'll just go wreck it. It's manifest destiny all over again. Everything in here belongs to me.
Yeah.
It's God's will.
I'm the most important person in the room. I'm from America.
I paid to be here just like everybody else. I want to break something.
I'm entitled. Oh, jeez.
So is my four-year-old.
He just pulled it slightly, James.
Okay, so what do you think the kid, what happened to that kid?
That kid?
What did he get for doing that?
He probably got a stern looking at by his dad.
I don't even think so.
And maybe he got his iPad taken away for 10 seconds.
I don't believe it. He got nothing done to him. $10, he got nothing. This man was so worried about the way it made him look.
Oh, yeah.
He didn't even care.
You can deduce a lot out of this little story, can't you?
I can. I always look at the worst and see it every time.
What do you think this kid's dad's name is?
Alex.
Is Alex?
Yeah.
Not Alexander, but Alex.
That's what it says in the story, Alex.
Oh, okay. I thought Alex was the boy's name.
No. His father, Alex, told CBS News partner.
Okay. What do you think the little boy's name was then? No, don't guess, because then whatever name you guess, who everybody's listening who has that name.
I was just going to call him the butt jar boy.
Little turd.
Yeah. Let's see what's in this 3,000-year-old jar. Nothing's in that jar. But history.
Not anymore.
It is history now. All right, let's see how long it takes to play the featured story song. Time for some featured stories.
Tell y'all story.
All right, this one's called Shelf Slip. It's from Nathan. It reminded me of a story, so it got on the show. This story takes place about 6 years ago when I was 8.
No.
At this age, I love to rearrange the furniture inside my room. Oh, man, I used to, too.
Did you?
Yeah, dude. Just moving stuff around. I would draw pictures before and after. I would make measured drawings.
Really?
Yeah, that's how I set up my office to this day.
That's impressive.
Except I do it in Illustrator. I measure everything out. I used to do it in SketchUp until they started charging for it. I would do 3D renderings. I would measure out all my furniture and figure out the most ideal way to place it. And then I would from the first time. But anyway, with child, I used to do it too. In our house at that time, my room was very tiny, not giving very much work or much space to work with. I had this really heavy bookshelf with tons of books that I wanted to move to the other side of the room. I thought, how can I do this? And my super stupid brain came up with this solution. See, I tied a rope around the top of the bookshelf, then I pulled with all my strength.
Nice. Yes. I see the logic behind that.
It's like early Spider-Man. You know, he made a lot of mistakes on where he placed his web. You know,
first time we don't see that in the movie.
Like,
so
we don't do the tops of chimneys. We do the chimney where it attaches to the roof, you know?
Yeah.
We don't do stovepipe, you know, things. We stick to brick, you know? I don't know. But he pulled with all the strength. Naturally, the bookshelf did not move forward, but it did come down on top of me. I was covered with a bunch of dusty books that should have never been in my room anyway. Luckily,
yeah, what kind of 8-year-old keeps books in their room?
Well, you'll hear my story in a minute. Luckily, the bookshelf did not fall directly on me, so the worst damage I had was a bunch of bruises, dusty bruises. I guess the lesson is think before you tug or get ready for a bookshelf hug.
So, are you serious?
Yeah. Go, Nathan. He got his own little recap in there.
Bookshelf hug.
No, when I was a kid, I combined two things. I combined a shelf falling on me, glass falling on me, and that trick you pull where you pull out drawers on your dresser to make them into steps.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So on top of my dresser was a bookshelf, a small two-shelf job, but it had glass doors on the front. And I needed to get in there for something. I don't know what, but I was like, I can't reach. I'm going to pull out my drawers and make shelves out of them, or steps out of them.
Nice.
So I did. And I got up about to the third one, and that whole thing fell over on me, and it landed on my bed on top of me. Glass broke all over me. Oh. Books hit me in the face, smushing the glass in. I had glass sparkles in my face. I'm lucky to be alive.
You are.
My mom picked them out with tweezers, and I cried the whole time. And that's why I moved out last summer, because she was done. She's like, you can't keep breaking my stuff, James.
You can't. That wasn't a true story.
It was. It was a true story. Just not the timing.
This is not the time for
yeah.
It's nice little punchline.
Yeah, I had to have something. It was pretty crappy otherwise. All right, let's see when this one plays, because we've got an LBB.
One of the many tools of the devil.
Okay, everything seems to be normal now. RAM is working. Something went right. This is called Fast Food Fingers from Maureen. While driving through Florida, we stopped in a very country backroads area for a bathroom break and snacks. There's no better place. That's what the backwoods are made for.
That's right. Florida.
If you can't find a place, the backwoods are the bathroom.
That's everything outside of Orlando, by the way.
Yeah. And everything outside of Atlanta. I heard Atlanta described as an island in a sea of rednecks.
That's actually pretty accurate. That's pretty accurate. Wow.
Yeah.
I love it, though. There's a reason I live here in Georgia.
Anyway, after eating too much fast food that day, my husband wanted to eat fresh. So he walked over to a Subway just a few minutes after leaving, though. I saw him walking back to the car empty-handed. When he got in the car, I said, "Where's your food?" Apparently, when he got to Subway, he saw a lady outside having a cigarette. And as he went inside, he saw that same lady follow him back in and get behind the counter to go to work. He pleaded under his breath, "Please wash your hands," over and over. To his joy, the lady walked to the sink and turned the water on. But his chagrin, she just squished her hands under the water and turned it right back off. Didn't use soap, didn't dry him, nothing. She calmly looked at him and stated, "Sorry, we don't have any tomatoes today. The truck hasn't delivered any this week." And just as cool as could be, my husband used that as his out. And he told her he changed his mind. No. There was no way he could enjoy a sandwich without those tomatoes.
Oh, man.
And we were so disgusted by that. And I was so proud he didn't feel social anxiety just to get a sandwich, because his anxiety is that real. So here's a PSA to all the sandwich artisans, quote unquote, at least pretend to be clean when you're preparing to make us food. Lie to me. My mind doesn't want to know what you guys are doing when you don't follow the rules. Maureen with our LBB.
One of the many tools of the devil.
Sometimes people ask, what does LB mean? It means living, breathing butthead. And it's someone that just exists to be that. And that's this lady from Florida today that didn't have enough tomatoes.
And you know what? I love that Maureen's husband, you know, used that as an out, because I was kind of in his feet, in his shoes there. And I'm thinking, what would I have done? And like, that would have been perfect. That would have been like the heavens opening up and angels just giving me an opportunity to say, "Oh, you've got an out, my
friend.
You
don't have tomatoes? Oh my God. Just throw your hands up. Just dramatize it. That's what I came here for. I mean, nothing personal.
Tomato sandwich.
I know you can't handle it. It's not your fault, but man. Oh,
yeah.
What's the deal with those tomatoes? Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I'm just going to let you get back out there to your break.
Can I bomb a cigarette?
Sorry to have intruded on you. Here, I'm going to even leave you a tip because, you know, I feel terrible. Because that's what I would do.
You would, wouldn't you?
Probably.
Can I tip you? How much do I tip you on doing nothing? Is that 20% or 30?
I'm just not sure.
Well, you know, 20. 100%. Tip 100%.
Zero. Just give her some soap and say, here's a tip. Wash your freaking hands, lady.
Or put some dang gloves on.
Oh, man.
I said dang just in case anybody misheard.
Oh, that. Yeah.
I didn't swear.
Sure. Sure you didn't, John. What was that? What the did you just say on my show? Anyway.
That's what I said.
Oh, man. Okay. This is called Crapper Catastrophe from Zeke. Where do these people get their names from?
Zeke?
Yeah.
Probably their parents.
I bet it's Ezekiel, okay, first of all. Right?
Ezekiel?
Yeah.
And sure. He Zeke just goes by Zeke. Ezekiel.
Because Zeke sounds like he's from Arkansas. You know, that's the Zeke. Parents. I'm just thinking, what generation names their kids Zeke?
Zeke. Maybe like that kind of sounds like one of those Pennsylvania Dutch names.
Zeke. It does. It also could double as Yoders. A Christian person's name, you know, because my mom really went for that after she got saved. Like I was James by accident because my stepdad's or my great grandfather's name was James. And then my sister Leanne, I don't know where she got that from. Amy was from Little Women, and then she got Jesus and had two kids with my stepdad, and they were James and John, and they were brothers. They were the closer than brothers. They were the brothers, James and John. They were best friends. We're talking about King David.
Sons of Zebedee.
Yeah. Well, no, not the disciples. We're talking about David and Jonathan.
Oh, my David bad. And Jonathan.
I said John because that's what
you
they
did
call
say.
Him now.
James and John.
Oh, my bad. My bad.
That's you and me. I'm like, wait a second.
We're the brothers of thunder. just a different kind of thunder. Can you play that thunder again? There you go. Yeah. That kind of thunder. Okay. All right. We gave John a fart button, y'all.
Yeah.
Don't make us regret it. One day
your computer doesn't work, but mine does.
One day I was on a trip. Oh, no. Sorry. Love the show. Really hope you guys continue soon. Okay. We did. I'm 14. This happened last year, so I can qualify as middle school drama. Okay.
Dang it. Move out of the way, stupid.
I can't wait for the next episode. One day I was on a trip with my dad when we stopped at a gas station for, you guessed it, gas.
Ah, oh, what kind?
I was going to guess a snack or something, you know. This sounds a lot like the last story. It was a 14-year-old with something to do with finding a bathroom. But anyway, my dad was... No, they were stopping for snacks in bathrooms.
That's right.
My dad was pumping the gas while I went to take a poo-poo. He said, that to make John laugh.
It worked.
You're so predictable, dude. How do you like
man.
How do you like that?
I'm embarrassed now.
A 14-year-old just makes you giggle.
He said poo-poo. I mean, who says that anymore?
A guy named Zeke that wants to make you laugh. I went in, I asked the clerk where the bathroom was and headed out on my adventure. I rounded the corner for the bathroom and entered. That's when the crap hits the fan. James, you can edit that out if it's not a pro-pro. The only stall it had was under maintenance at a sign outside. And the door was locked because I checked it anyway. I was not about to take a crap in the urinal, though apparently that crossed his mind. So in my middle school brain, I think, why don't I just crawl in, take a dump and leave? No one will notice. So I did what my middle school brain instructed. I got on my back and I slid feet first. I never would have thought about this, but he said he went on his back to keep his face off the floor.
Oh.
I've crawled under there as a child, but I always went normally. You know, I never scooted on my back. I wasn't trying to clean the floor with my shirt.
And he's in a gas station bathroom.
Yeah. So not the smartest.
I'm not even going to imagine what kind of germs he just rolled around in.
The very essence of middle school drama. So he's on his back, slid to minimize floor contact. As soon as my head cleared the door, I look up at a dude on the crapper.
Oh!
Can you imagine that view? His underwear stretched like a hammock between two ankles. Pair of combat boots, you know them. Hairy legs. He may be looking at his phone. I don't know. Hey, get out of here! He didn't have to tell me twice before he could raise his boot to me. I freaking did the lowest limbo slide straight back out from under that door.
I wasn't expecting that.
And then sprinted back to my dad's car and we drove away. And none of my family knows this, and I hope to keep it this way. Hope this makes it on the show. Zeke, P.S. I am safe, by the way, with my secret because no one in my family will ever listen to this show no matter how hard I try. P.S. P.P.S. I still have to take a crap. Or should he say poo-poo?
All right. Well, here's a couple of things. First of all, Zeke, I wouldn't be worried about your family finding out. It's the dude that was sitting on the toilet.
He will find you. He listens to the show.
He does. And he's going to be sending something in next week about how he was just having a peaceful moment on the can and he sees this little kid sliding up underneath.
And he was already nervous because he was breaking the rules. He was using a crapped up toilet. And then this kid apparently had the same idea I did. Slid himself under there like he was working under a truck.
That's so gross.
He's working on the undercarriage. Luckily, my undercarriage was on a potty. So,
how big was that stall? That
if it was only one, it was handicap size.
Good point. So Zeke had a little bit of room to wiggle up underneath.
Yeah, and not
hey,
and
get
not,
out of here,
and not immediately see. You know. Like the legs weren't obvious. So
yeah. You see, in my brain, I'm picturing this dark and dingy bathroom.
Yeah.
And it's got way too many puddles than any bathroom should. And like some of the lights are kind of flickering.
Yeah.
And that's why the dude on the can couldn't actually see Zeke crawling up underneath there. Yeah.
Well, you don't talk at first. When you see a child's head appear underneath a door, your first reaction is not, hey, it's, I can't believe I'm seeing that. And that goes on silently in your brain for a full second and a half. And then your next thing is that based on the age of the kid, it's you either scream at the kid or you scream to whoever should be in charge of that kid. Hey, did you break a jar earlier?
Yeah. Is your dad's name Alex? Who are you?
Oh, man. This is called Dining Dilemma. Ashley K. from Utah. All right.
Utah.
When I was about 14, what is it with 14-year-olds this week?
It's just the 14 show.
Oh, when I was about 14 years old, my best friend and I would go to the movies and have lunch on some weekends. And one weekend, we decided to try something a little more grown up than usual fast food. Before the movie, we chose a sit-down Italian restaurant close to the movie theater. Fancy schmancy.
Fancy. Was it? What's the name of that place where they grow the olives in the garden?
I don't know. Anyway, we chose to sit down. I felt a little out of place going without an adult, but I told myself it'd be perfectly fine. When we were seated, I was getting more and more self-conscious, but I tried to ignore it. I was also very uncomfortable physically. Like my chair was very hard. It was digging into my skin painfully. And I had to constantly shift to try to get comfortable. All the while, I'm getting side-eyed from all the strangers around me. So when we had paid the bill after much confusion about how you're supposed to tip, I finally stood up and looked at my terrible, uncomfortable seat on the chair where I'd been squirming around for the last 30 minutes or more. I saw a big, round, black object. I stared at it blankly until a light bulb finally went off in my 14-year-old brain. It looked exactly like the serving trays the waiters were using to serve dinners. The entire time I was trying to enjoy my Italian cuisine and act like an adult, I was sitting on an extremely large, obvious tray. A tray that other customers could see sticking out from under me the whole time.
Oh my goodness.
I'm sure I turned the color of tomato sauce as I quickly shoved the chair in and left the restaurant while not making eye contact with anyone. My friend never said anything, so I just kept the embarrassment to myself. And ever since then, I have tried to be as unaware of my surroundings. Oh, wait. Wait a minute. That's not the lesson. Ever since then, I have tried not to be as unaware of my surroundings and where I sit. Hope it makes it on the show. Ashley K. from Utah. Goodness gracious.
Ashley learned a valuable lesson that day. Always be aware of your surroundings.
Don't trust the busboy. So.
Oh, yeah. Well, why didn't the waiter or waitress say, hey, you're sitting on a serving tray. Yeah. You're going to have to clean that anyways.
But, when you imagine it sliding down the chair. Yeah. And you had to squirm your way back up and pinching your legs and stuff. But you're trying to be cool, right? You're trying to be grown up. Maybe this is the way grown-ups have, why they're so crappy to the servers, you know?
Now, I got a question. So, like, when you go to, like, the Olive Garden or whatever.
Oh, that's the name. That's the name. Yeah.
Yeah, they have the tray, and they set it down on, like, one of those collapsible, foldable things,
yeah, like a trivet thing. I don't even know.
Yeah, it's like a little legs, and then they set the tray. I wonder if that's what she was sitting on. She's, like, sitting up really high on the I feel like I'm sitting on the table.
I feel like I'm still in a high chair. I'm 14.
Or did somebody leave the tray on a chair?
I think they left it on a chair, dude.
See, that's... Ashley K., you need to go back to that restaurant. And you need to tell them that you had a bad experience because somebody left that tray on your chair.
Or just go ahead and ask them for the booster seat if you still need it. Dadgum.
Okay.
You know, if you need to sit on plastic that bad.
Dude, I loved the booster seat growing up. I sat in that thing way too long.
Really?
It was the best.
I hated them. I was the oldest, man. I wanted to get that thing as quick as possible. It had two settings, you know?
Yeah, yeah. You flip it over.
Yeah.
But it was like a hug for your butt.
No, man. I lived in Jacksonville. If we wanted a boost, we got the Yellow Pages out, dude.
Yeah. I remember sitting on, kids these days don't even know what a phone book is.
No, I was about to say, the Yellow Pages means nothing to most of our audience. Middle school, high. Yellow Pages was the business directory for the phone book. It was a book of phone numbers and advertisements.
And the larger the city,
the bigger
the more
your
pages. Yeah.
So you'd go to a small town and you'd say, hey, bring me the Yellow Pages to try to boost your kid. And they'd bring you this thing that's like an inch thick.
Yeah. You're like, I'm going to need a few of those.
I need a dozen or more.
And they would have them.
You'd just come home and they would be on your front porch. And if it rained, they would be 300 pounds and sopping wet.
Oh, man. Those were the days. Those were the good old days, kids.
Yeah.
Get off my lawn.
You know, I realized the other day that kids don't know what the icon on the save button means.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because it's a freaking disc. It's a 3x5, 1.2 megabyte hard disc.
Megabyte?
Yeah.
1.2 megabytes on a floppy, 3.5-inch floppy?
I'm talking about the not the big ones. I'm talking about the smaller ones that were plastic.
Those were 3.5.
Really? I thought they were 1.2 megabytes. 1.3.
I don't know how much space. I thought it was.
I know it took 7 of them to load Windows.
Megabytes. I'm going to have to Google that because I don't even remember.
Yeah.
But you had the 5.25-inch ones that were huge and that had the exposed window for the floppy. And then we still called the smaller discs floppies. But good grief. Are we starting a new podcast here with
talking
retro
about old crap?
Retro news.
This is from Dan from Williamsport. It's called Rabbit Wreck. It's our last story. We have two dogs, a golden lab and a black lab. And I pretty much have the same feeling about dogs that you do, James. I don't hate dogs, but I really don't like them either. The golden lab is dumb, and the black lab is even dumber than that one. So anyway, we have a doggy door in our back screen door that is too small for the dogs to fit through. It came with the house when we bought it. So when they want to come in, they'll stick their head through and stare at us, waiting to let them in. So,
hey, let me in, please.
Okay, I'm kind of in, but I'd like the rest of me to join me. So,
yeah.
Can we get the rest of me in as soon as possible, please? Thank you. Anyway, I saw a dead rabbit when I went and opened the door that the black lab had just killed. Just great. I let her in the door, closed the door. I went to get my shoes on so I could go around and get the poor bunny. I went out the front door and around back. And when I got to where the rabbit was, it was gone.
Oh, no.
So I'm like, holy crap. I thought maybe it got up. I thought it had been dead, considering some of its insides were on the outside. But maybe I was wrong. I was perplexed. If it was still alive, it was probably suffering. So I started looking around the area to put it out of its misery. But it was nowhere to be found. So I gave up and I walked in the back and all I could see was blood everywhere. The stupid dog had stuck its head back through the dog door, snatched the rabbit and dragged it into the house while I was getting my shoes on and going around the house. Thank God we have hardwood floors and no carpet. In conclusion, if anybody out there is interested in purchasing a black lab, please call 1-800-DUMB-DOG. Again, that number is 1-800-DUMB-DOG. Call now, and I'll throw in a golden lab for free now. Oh, hope this makes it on the show. Dan from Williamsport.
Go pick him up in Williamsport.
Comes with a free rabbit skin cap.
Oh, dang.
That's a deal you can't say no to right there.
I tell you what, that's some pure quality dogs catching rabbits and making hats.
So terrible. That's why I hate dogs, man. At least my stupid tiny dogs are too tiny to catch rabbits.
That story reminded me. Remember the story that somebody sent in a while back where the dog went out and dug up the old dead dog.
His predecessor.
He's running around the house like a foot in my mouth. Oh, man.
I need to find out which show that was.
Yeah, it was, what was the dumb dog's name? Challenger was the dog's name. The new dog was Challenger. Wow. He went out in the backyard and dug up his predecessor and brought part of it into the house.
I just wanted to be in the house with us. That's all.
So they dug a deeper hole.
That one needs to be on our best of.
Yes.
That's a good one.
Yes. Yes, I agree.
All right. I have to find it first.
We got a few announcements. First of all, we raised the money for the podcast machine. Thank you so much, everybody. You guys are so awesome. Thanks to our patrons who jumped in first, the people that subscribe to us to our mailing list, the folks who gave through social media, and lastly, the folks that heard about it on the show. Thank you so much. We have purchased the parts for our new machine. We need it so badly, and hopefully it'll last another 8 years. What was that sound, John? Were you slurping? Were you freaking slurping on my podcast?
I didn't mean to. I got to the end of the bottom of my drink before I realized it. I'm sorry.
We're nothing if not professionals. Stickers, keychains, and hats are now available on our Etsy store, etsy.com/NLcast, or just go to NLcast and click on merch,
Merch.
Yeah. Stickers, keychains, and hats. They are good keychains too. I use mine every day. It's not the cheap crap that falls apart. Because I bought some of those. I bought them. And I won't even mention the name of the place because I love them for stickers, but I bought their keychains and their keychains are crap. And I had it in my pocket and it fell apart. And I was like, I told them about it. They said, let us send you 10 more for free. I said, I don't know why, but okay. And those were crap too. So it's just, so I got some
free
that I got for originally for Narthex Con, and now they're available on the Etsy store. So
I have one too, because I was at Narthex Con.
There you go. So we need a list of your favorite stories. We are trying to put together a best of episode or two. So send your favorite story in james@nlcast.com and just do that. Just do that quickly. Also, we're announcing a theme show November 21st. Few weeks away. It's the wedding theme show. So we want your wedding stories. We want good ones. We want bad ones. We want ones that made you cry, made you laugh, embarrassing relatives,
yes,
things that went wrong. I have a laundry list of things that went wrong at my wedding, and I was hardly even a part of it. I just showed up in a suit. So hashtag wedding, please, on your submissions at thatstoryshow.com. November 21st is the date that we are going to do the show, so you need to get it in well before that. But make sure you put hashtag wedding in your submissions. That way we can filter them out and use them at the right time. This podcast is possible because of our supporting listeners on Patreon. Supporting listeners get ad-free listening swag and a weekly bonus podcast called Stuff That Didn't Fit on the Show. Try it out free for 7 days today at support.thatstoryshow.com. And thanks, Mary Christ and San Shin, for signing up this week. Special thanks to our producers, James Spangler, Carrie Wright, and Christopher Tynan. Guys, it's time for us to get out of here. Do you have a funny life story that you'd like featured in a future episode? Submit your story at thatstoryshow.com, where you can type it or talk it. While you're there, join our mailing list for the latest updates and take a moment and leave a review on iTunes or Spotify. We love it so much when you do. And remember, when something weird, annoying, embarrassing, or painful happens to you, don't get stressed, don't get depressed. Just think, hey, you could be sitting on a freaking tray right now. This belongs on That Story Show. All right, every verse has a different rhyme. I was 14 and I wanted to eat somewhere fancy where I could sit in a seat. It wasn't comfy. People were staring and they didn't tell me that they sat me on a chair with a tray. Well, I was 14 and I needed to go. I ran to the restroom, but it was closed. I figured I would just slip in, slip one and be gone. But the view from the floor told me it couldn't be done. If you lasso a shelf and put it, here's the deal. It starts to topple over and you might get killed. But I managed survival. Just some bruises and bumps. I got pelted with some books that were covered in dust. Two large dogs and one tiny door. I let one in and saw a rabbit full of rabbit gore. And when I went to clean it up, it wasn't there anymore, because my stupid black lab uses stupid doggy door.
Nice.
Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price. This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax Live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beatyourprice. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beatyourprice.